USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump met with crew and passengers of a Southwest Airlines flight that was forced into an emergency landing in Philadelphia after an engine exploded, damaging the fuselage and critically injuring one passenger who was partially sucked out of the window due to broken shrapnel. President Trump talks about the heroism of the people on board that plane.
We're also joined by crew members Catherine Sandoval, Sanik Mallory, and Rachel Fernheimer, who displayed exemplary leadership in making an emergency landing in Philadelphia. And I want to just thank you folks. Fantastic job. That's really fantastic.
And in a new study released by the Department of Education, nearly 65% of public school 8th graders are not proficient in reading, and 67% are not proficient in math. This is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
A study finds differences in how black and white heart failure patients are being treated. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This new study reports that African Americans suffering from heart failure are less likely than white patients to get care from a heart specialist. Earlier research showing care overseen by a cardiologist does improve survival rates for heart failure patients. The new study by researchers at the University of Arizona found white patients are 40% more likely than blacks to get primary care from a cardiologist. The doctor who directed the study says bias in clinical decision making often leads to unequal treatment for racial and ethnic minorities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ashley Judd is suing Harvey Weinstein, and she said she wants the former movie mogul to be held accountable for illegal conduct that caused her to lose money, status, prestige, and power. Judd was one of the first women to come forward as part of the Me Too movement against Weinstein. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today on this date, back in 2011, President Barack Obama announced the death of Osama bin Laden during a U.S. commando operation. Rob O'Neill is the person who shot bin Laden. He explains what happened in the moments before the raid.
We even sort of joked about what was going to happen. Is bin Laden going to get in some emergency ladder or slide and end up in the alley, and then someone outside with the machine gun is going to get him? And we would joke about it. It was never going to be me. I mean, I was never going to be a part of the mission. He was a ghost. And just to get to that spot delivered by the pilots, like I said, and to get into that position in the last room because of my teammates in front of me. And I remember watching them in the house just so brave. They knew the house should blow up around them at any moment, but they just kept their tactics, escalating the force, slow as smooth, smooth as fast. And then I was just proud of them. And then all of a sudden, I'm in a spot where I turn a corner after I saw pretty much the bravest act of heroism I've ever seen when the point man jumped on the suicide bombers. I turned to the right based on the way he went, right. And there was bin Laden standing there about 3 feet away. And it was just, I saw him, I recognized him, that's his nose, he's not surrendering, he's a threat, he's a suicide bomber, he needs to be addressed as such, so that's why I needed to shoot him in the head.
O'Neill then discusses a moment shortly thereafter, the killing of bin Laden.
Powers that be and the law enforcement, the three-letter agencies were doing DNA tests, taking the photos that apparently I think need to be released. And we were having breakfast and we're watching, actually Fox News was on, and we're watching it when he said Osama bin Laden. I looked at Osama bin Laden and it was a very surreal night. You know, how did a kid from Montana who could barely swim become a Navy SEAL and end up right here at this moment?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.